All right, well, we'll call the meeting to order, and the first thing we're going to do is the pledge of allegiance. So the flag is this direction. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And then we'll do roll call.
Earl Margot.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Kathy Jordan.
Jill Leyva, Secretary.
And then representatives?
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerbloom's office.
Roxy Faiz from Congress of Planning Board.
Okay. All right, we'll go on to public comment. So this is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may take place on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you have to wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Is there anybody that would like to do public comment before we start? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go on to agenda item. Agenda item number 3, do I have a motion to approve the minutes for the July 11th, 2024 meeting? Motion? Okay, we have a motion. Are there any... Oh, you weren't here. And you weren't here either. All right, then I'm motioning because I was here. I will motion to approve the minutes. You know what? Let's go ahead and trail that so that it's more than just me. I mean, it can be more than just me, I guess. I mean, do you have any objections to the meeting minutes? Okay, then all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're going to go to agenda item number 4, approval of the agenda for today, which is August 1st, 2024. And are there any holds, combines, deletes, nothing? Okay. All right, so unless there is any questions, motion to approve. All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, so the agenda is approved. Okay, now, are there any informational items?
No informational items.
Nothing today? All right, so now let's go ahead and we will go down to our first agenda item. Let me get that all the way to the bottom here. Okay. Just a second. Meeting was long. All right, so the first item on the agenda this evening is number UC-24-0274-Golden Bar and Lounge LLC. This is for a use permit for a gas station. It covers waivers of development standards for the following: residential agency standards, detached sidewalks, buffer and screening, driveway geonomics, and a back of curb radius. So is the applicant here?
And the design review.
Oh, and then there's a design review. Sorry about that. Design review for a retail convenience store with a gas station on 0.53 acres in a CG commercial general zone. Generally located on the west side of Nellis Boulevard and the south side of Stanley Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Now it would be you. Could you go ahead and state your name and address?
Sure. Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street, here on behalf of the applicant. First, I wanted to express my appreciation that everybody let me hold it over while I was having trouble traveling during the last meeting.
You can't hear what she's saying at all.
Exactly. I was going to say, I don't want to be rude, but I can't hear what she's saying.
Thought that might happen.
We have a microphone. Speakers? Speaker?
Oh. I know there's the speakers in the hallway.
I haven't come in, but if you don't mind, we can move to the front.
Oh, I can move back here.
And then if you want to maybe stand to the side a little bit.
Speak to them.
Yeah, and then that way it may be easier to hear.
We'll be able to hear you, so.
Yeah.
Yep, you're good right there.
All right, okay.
All right, that's disorienting. Okay, so Lord Drea, 520 South 4th Street. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, who is the Golden Bar and Lounge. I've previously worked on quite a few gas stations with him, at least three. He is in the business of owning and operating some fare stations. There's a lot to the staff report. I would love to add them, but I'm going to have to rely on my notes a little more than I would like to. So I'll start by identifying the site and its surroundings. The site was bought by my client in 2011, and it's been entitled for a bar with 15 machines for decades. Normally a bar is a coveted asset, as the machines make a lot of money, and there's going to be one every 2,000 feet. I very, very rarely see anybody give up such an asset, because it is tied to the land. However, Golden Bar is in the business of operating gas stations. So the site and this use is grandfathered without improvements. And for those who have gone by the site or can see instant Google Street View, you'll notice that there's a lack of sidewalks on Stanley, and driveways aren't to current standards. Anybody can rehab this building at this point and operate a tavern indefinitely and not do improvements to the site. The frontage on Nellis is an NDOT right-of-way, which means ultimately many of the decisions for that road are going to be made by NDOT. Sidewalks, driveway locations, etc. Stanley Avenue is a county-controlled, and it's a 60-foot right-of-way. It hasn't seen off-site improvements yet, so this project will set the standard and improve the area. There are eight properties to the west of the site, and that share a property line with the site. You can see they're very low density residential, largely undeveloped. These sites, the assessor's map shows that they are purchased in September of last year by the same entity for a combined price of $3.85 million, and they total 6.85 acres. But most telling is that they also hold a commercial designation, you can see in red, which allows conforming zone change to commercial uses in the future. There's a lot to the staff report, so I think the most cohesive way to present it is to sort through into three segments. First is the waivers with approval and recommendations from Public Works. They support the throat depth and the intersection offsets. Again, they didn't evaluate anything on Nellis, as that's NDOT's domain. The second group, for simplification, is waivers as it relates to the adjacent residential properties. And again, they're currently considered residential. This is the majority of the staff report, as it lists trash enclosures, buffering, setbacks, etc. There are five considerations to this residential, and I'll take you to the aerial again that indicates that this compilation of properties, it will be commercial in the future. And then the third group is the remaining waivers. Those are to allow access to a local street, being Stanley, and the sidewalk situation. The site currently has access from Stanley. It's, again, 60 feet right of way. There's no homes directly that take access to it currently. It's designed for this level of traffic. On most residential streets are only 48 feet wide. This is 60. And because there's no driveways that access this directly from homes, we're not going to deal with conflicts of people backing out onto it, et cetera. And again, currently the tavern has access taken from Stanley. So we're not asking for something that doesn't already exist. We're just in a situation where we would prefer improve it and design off-sites, et cetera. And then there's two waivers in terms of sidewalks. I'd like to withdraw waiver 2B, which is Stanley Avenue. I would love to do a detached sidewalk on Stanley. As you can see from this photo, this sidewalk along the corner of Nellis and Stanley was just recently installed within the last 3 years by some entity for flood control issues. But we have this weird anomaly situation where there's a 6 foot drop off. Strollers, wheelchairs, walkers cannot navigate that. And in order to mitigate that, we would have to do an offset sidewalk. There's actually a fire hydrant right here that the attached sidewalk has a conflict with. So I would love to do a detached sidewalk on Stanley. I'd accept that as a condition of approval. It'll be more comfortable for pedestrians and, more importantly, as the rest of the street redevelops in the future, however long that will take, this property will set the standard. However, I am showing on my site plan an attached sidewalk on Nellis because, again, that will be NDOT's consideration in the future and not ours. So we will still need to liaise with NDOT regarding an attached sidewalk in the future. However, there is a provision of code, and it is 30.04.08, that reads that attached sidewalks may remain when they're existing. And that's my presentation. I'm happy to take, I'm sure there'll be questions.
Okay, all right, thank you. So this is an open meeting, so if anyone has any comments they'd like to make about this application, please come to the front. Okay, seeing none. Board members, do you have questions? Earl, would you like to start?
Yeah, I'd like to start.
Okay.
I wasn't aware that the properties had all been, we don't get all of the information that's sent to our little town board. So we're not aware of things. All this property surrounding it, you said it was sold and they've been rezoned commercial?
Right. I will point to each of them. They were purchased by a company called Villa Las Vegas, LLC. And it's this one, this one, this one, this one. Actually, it's probably best just to show what they're not. This is the one property in the vicinity other than our site that isn't owned by an LLC called Villa Las Vegas.
So they own that whole area?
Yes. It's a big compilation.
You don't know what their plans are because you're not representing them?
I do not know what their plans are. My client has owned his property since 2011. He occasionally comes across the buyers. They haven't expressed concern over his application, but everybody's been pretty low-key about what they intend for the properties in the future.
Well, my problem was I was assuming that because it says here it's a mixed-use corridor, a master plan, that it's all currently existing single-family, which is what it is.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about this back when it was sold. So. I would have to just assume it's going to continue to be residential. If we haven't heard anything that's planned.
Correct.
It's been existed for 20 years. Like
yeah.
Your property's been owned by the same guy for many years, right?
Yes.
And you just use it as is, and so who knows if these people are the same. You know what economic conditions are going to be for all. So, does anyone in the audience have
yes.
any comments?
I can tell you that it's a family compound. It's a family.
Come on, go ahead and come on up front, and then we can get it on the record. Just name an address.
Sally Achord, A-C-H-O-R-D. I'm at 1688 Cozy Corner, and I just know the people that are there, and it's the families. There's multiple homes on that site, and they all live there together.
Okay.
So it's not commercial at all. It's strictly residential. It's been that way forever. They have horses and.
Well, did they have a long-term lease back from the company that bought it from them?
I believe that the family, that this Villa Las Vegas is a family entity, but they all live there together.
Okay. So all these people who live around these eight homes, they're like a couple. Related families.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and so they formed a corporation and they got a rezoned.
Right.
But they're not gonna
and there's also, there's houses here, and then like she said, there's also access on Stanley,
yeah.
Because they have those homes that access on Stanley, and then the rest of the compound you come in on Bonanza.
Okay.
Well, what if they, are you related to them? Are you part of the family?
No.
Can I ask your connection to the family?
I just know the people that have lived that bought that and have lived there forever, and that's what they did. They bought it so that all their family would be there together.
Okay.
So it's not, they're not thinking of doing anything commercial.
But nobody from the family's here?
No.
Okay.
Is there a conflict?
I think that the only thing that I've ever heard is them putting a gas station there. I mean, it's a pretty small piece of property and pretty close to, it's very close to a residential to have that gas station.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I've.
Did you, have you you're aware that the property is owned by an organization, right? And did you happen to talk to them to find out what their concern is about the property?
They haven't expressed concerns. However, I haven't talked to them personally. I leave that up to the owner of the property, who's had that since 2011 and he has spoken on occasion.
Well, it sure would have been nice if one of them showed up tonight.
Right. Yeah. Do we know if there's been anything on record of a complaint? Nothing?
Okay.
My question was about the sidewalk.
Detached sidewalk. But you said you would be willing to go ahead with planning's recommendation on this detached sidewalk?
Certainly on Stanley.
Okay.
Nellis is a little more difficult because NDOT typically to this point they've preferred the attached sidewalks for reasons I don't understand, but subsequent to this application, we will have to work with NDOT because we're eliminating one of the driveways, which we think NDOT would like. They like to minimize driveways on the busy streets. And so they're going to have to review our design, but ultimately they'll decide on the sidewalk versus attached versus detached. And all of the NDOT sidewalks I looked at today, they're all attached.
Flooding.
Yes.
Flooding.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
I also, like with the easements that you have to record and maintenance, it says it's more complicated than
correct.
I think they
yeah.
like to have it.
Okay.
My only other comment I have, knowing all this stuff now, is I'd have to just rely on what staff is telling us, because they've been working with the developer.
Right.
And what you work out with staff is much more information than we have here.
Right. I went to the assessor's map and pointed on what was sold and for how much and when. Hmm. And the transactions took place in 2023. And then, of course, as I had said, at some point in time, those landowners allowed the land use to be changed from low-density residential to commercial, which sets the stage for a conforming commercial zone change.
Planning. What is it? It says currently it's a RS 3.3. What does that allow? RS 3.3?
It's just residential of 3,300 minimum lot size.
Okay.
So RS 3.3 is just residential, zone for residential of 3,300 minimum lot size.
Okay. Okay, so the size four. So it's zone for. Okay, well, the planning is real descriptive of what they approve and what they don't approve. And I think that's what I would want to vote for. If I have to get the vote, I'm going to vote for what planning recommended.
I think that's what we're going to have to do because things have changed compared to what we receive.
Yeah.
But we can only vote on what we have.
Right.
So what we're going to have to just vote on what we have.
Okay.
But then you're going to be able to then go, where are they going next?
They're going
can
to
I
BCC.
If you want to do public comment, yeah, you can come up.
If the chair can open
just have
public
a quick
comment
question.
Again.
Yes.
I just looked it up on the
so internet. We're going to open up public comment. Go ahead, say your name
yeah,
and address.
My name is Al Rojas. I live on 2095 Home Stake Mine Court, Unit 102. I just looked it up. There's construction going on there in that area right now? I just looked up Stanley and Ellis, and I see all these construction.
And you address
yeah,
questions to the board, and then she'll ask.
Is there a construction going
I think there's another business that's doing construction there, but I'm not sure.
Was that again?
I think there's another business. Did you say a car wash is being?
Yeah, it's a car wash on Rainbow Market.
But Nellis and Owens. That's Rainbow Market that's building a car wash,
okay.
Which
okay,
is
so
up the street.
It's something
yeah, well,
else.
I looked at Nellis and Stanley, and I see that there's some construction going on.
No.
Okay. So we'll probably go ahead and take a motion to just do staff recommendations, but then you have the ability to keep working with planning based on the changes that have been made, because we're just a recommending body, and then the county commission will make the final determination.
Okay.
So Earl, did you want to make the motion? Okay, for staff recommendation.
Okay.
All right, so the motion's on the table. All in favor say aye.
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 Mm-hmm.
What's
the
staff recommendation?
To deny.
Well, to deny the use permit, deny waivers of development standards 1 and 2, and the design review, and then approval of the waiver development standards 4 and 5. There is a copy over there if you want to look at all these.
Thank you.
You're
Yep, okay. So, move on to the next item. All right, so the next item on the agenda is UC-24-0329-. It's TBSE Trust and Esquival INS GTRS. It's a use permit to allow a vehicle paint body shop on 0.56 acres on an industrial light zone with an airport and bronze and an accidental potential zone with overlays. Generally located on the north side of Alto Avenue, 130 feet east of Marco Street within Sunrise Manor. And then we'll go ahead for possible action. Is the applicant here? Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Jorge Gonzalez, and the project is at a body shop.
Okay. Yeah, so anything you have, if you can write here, then we can make it nice and big.
Right here we have the whole, the pictures.
Okay.
They asked me. This is the front of the shop.
Can you face them that way?
Oh.
And then they'll flip.
Yeah.
The pictures. No, the pictures.
And like then, this?
So see up here?
And then slide them up to the top.
And if you slide them towards us, there you go. And then that way you can get them all in there. There you go. Yeah. So it's a little bit backwards than the way it looks to you.
This is inside the shop. This is the enter, the back yard. Oh, I think this one is it. The backyard, the shop, the office, the shop. The front, the shop. And one side, the shop. This is the pictures. This is the papers they asked me.
Okay.
I can put them in the top, this one, or
yeah,
I move it that one. Yeah. This is the map. This is my building right here. This is Alto and this is Marco. It's the second building.
Okay.
This is the floor plan. This is Marco. This is Alto. I'm the second building. This is my office. The paint booth, the cars go inside right here. Oh no, this is only the building, not the yard.
Okay.
The office, the doors, and the spray booth. I don't know what is this, but they asked me for this, or is there?
Okay, do you want to just go ahead and explain what it is you're going to be doing? So you're going to be opening a paint and body shop, correct?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that? Just kind of tell us what you're going to be doing, the business?
Oh yeah, I've been there for 7 years.
Okay.
But now they asked me for the permit. I think that one is new for me. They asked me for the permit because we're too close to the Air Force.
Too close to the airport?
Yeah, it's
the Air Force Base, the AP2 zone.
The zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Accident potential.
This is for, I'm here for that.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to speak to this giant agenda item? Okay, seeing none, we'll close public comment. Would you like to start?
I have a very familiar, my background is real estate broker. Commercial, And years ago, I leased a body shop in this same location. So not the same building, but a different building, same location. It's very...
compatible?
Yeah, I didn't know they changed the law about the APZ zone, but maybe changes from time to time. But I know it's ideal type of use for this business, because I put it there myself.
Okay. Do you have any questions? No, and it looks like staff is recommending approval, so I don't have questions.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and do you want to do a motion?
Motion to approve per staff recommendations.
Okay, so we have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay,
thank
there
you.
You go.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, you need to go to your planning commission meeting.
Excuse me?
You have to go to your planning commission meeting on the 20th.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, so the next agenda item is WS-24-0326-Torres, Elisa and Jamie Garcia. This is for waivers of development of standards for the following: setback for an attached carport, increased hardscape area within the front and side yards in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.16 acres in an RS 5.2, which is residential single family 5.2 zone. This is generally located on the south side of Skyview Drive, approximately 531 feet west of Arden Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant here? Okay, we do not see anybody. So we go ahead and trail? Yeah, I was gonna say, we can do public comment, and then after that, that would be all that's left. So on this
one, we have another meeting on the 15th if you want to hold it, or you can vote on it.
Board, what do you think?
Let's hold it over.
Just going to hold it? Okay, we'll go ahead and hold this agenda item for the next meeting. So we'll go back up to our agenda so we can get the last. Okay, so is there any general business? None? Okay, so we'll then go to our last public comment. All right. Did you want to speak? Did you want to speak in public comment?
Yes.
Okay, you'll have 3 minutes.
Okay, well, I'm Phyllis Weaver with Weaver Construction, 2590 North Nellis. I'm here about Betty Lane. Usually I can call Public Works, in the works, and they'll come up and clean it up. But lately I've noticed a lot of RVs just parking there.
Okay.
Is Clark, I mean, just dumped. And that's something Public Works really can't handle. Does Clark County have anything in the works, so to speak, about handling dumped RVs, burned cars, things like that?
Well,
on
you can't
something
address
related.
Her, but you can address
yeah, if you want to come up and make a similar comment.
There is a, if you're asking the community, I'm a member of the community. I live at over here on Lake Mead and Hollywood Boulevard. Kirkpatrick has asked for some kind of legislation to address that issue. And my recommendation is that, it's not a recommendation, my commentary would be, you may want to go to on Tuesday, next coming Tuesday, or the first of the month, at the commissioner's office, and she expressed something about that. If they want to create some legislation for that, she might be able to direct you.
Okay. So
I just know
tow companies hate the RVs. There's just no money in them, and they have to sit on them for 90 days, and that sucks up space. So I was just wondering if hopefully Clark County was looking into doing something about that. I mean, you see whole communities just pop up.
They're empty, or people are living there?
One's thoroughly burned. The other one, I'm pretty sure people are living in, but it doesn't look like it has an engine, so somebody must be towing it around.
Okay.
So, and I'm pretty sure I've seen that one go around the block a couple of times. All right, thank you.
Okay. Does anyone else, Al? Do you want to come up and just state your name?
My name is Al Rojas. Again, I live at 2095 Homestake Mine Court over by Lake Mead and Hollywood Boulevard. There's not many people here, but You know, we have had this land allocated here for a sheriff station since 1999. And if you guys want to get that sheriff station built, I think we got to start speaking up now, you know, because crime is getting out of control. I happen to have been involved in the community, talking to people on different issues. Homes are getting broken into. Cars are getting stolen from the street. And crime, and we're just growing and growing and growing. They're going to open up Hollywood Boulevard, which is going to open us up to more crime. And hopefully, I think the community should come together and say we get that police station here. What I heard is that, yes, we got a staffing issue. We don't have enough police people. However, Southeast Area Command, they want to rebuild that building. And they probably can move their staff over here. And their Southeast Area Command is a great command station. I know the captain. And if you guys want to do it, it's time to do that.
Okay. They've set up a timeline to start construction. When they're going to break ground on the police station?
Yeah, because we heard about it in the last meeting.
Well,
I think they're all ready to go.
But they asked for a delay. That's why I complained.
They did not ask for a delay. They asked for an extension of time because their paperwork was stuck in purchasing. They're going through the bid process.
Extension of time and delay. What's the difference? It's going to take more time. Go ahead. You can answer that, but
that's okay.
Extension of time and delay.
The money's in the budget. It's coming through the system, but they have to delay it because they want to get the best possible price. So they got a little extra money left over to buy more guns.
Well, that's fine, but extensions, this thing's probably been put on extension since 1999, so it's just, that's fine, let's keep an eye on it.
Okay.
Hopefully, they can keep more, but let's just keep more.
All right, anybody else? All right, seeing none. Okay, so our next meeting is going to be on August 15th, 2024. Meeting adjourned.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.